Episode 1986, Write Well, Edit Often.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? Take a deep breath because it is almost the weekend. Have you been on countdown? Maybe your whole week has been nothing but trying to get to another day. Well, today it's Inspiration Motivation Day. Take a deep breath, write well, edit often. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. How are you filling your everyday? Complaints and excuses rob you of your greatness. Yes, you have greatness every day. You may not feel it, but you got it. Your life is your story. Write well, edit often. Why is it that we are quicker in searching for solutions before we even know the source? The source of where we make judgment upon ourselves. The source of whether or not we claim that we've achieved something. Are we successful or are we a failure? One bad chapter doesn't mean your story is over. I can't help but think about when you have these incredible writers. Take Stephen King, for example. Now, I've got to be honest, I have not read one of his books. I know you're in shock, right? But I want to use him as an example because I can only imagine that when he started writing his first book, his first novel, that he sat down and it was perfect from the very beginning. Oh no, I bet you he made edit after edit after edit. But you know what he had to do first? He had to write. And the problem is in our own lives, we are not living because we're too afraid that we're going to have too many edits. And so we try to live out this perfection that actually leads to more edits, but it also sends us down the spiral that says, you know what, you're not good enough. You look in the mirror, you see the wrinkles. You see the extra, you know, bulge in front for my men out there. I love you, right? Father's Day is coming up. But you may be looking and going, man, I got the dad bod for sure. I don't know that I'm feeling it, nor do I feel like I'm rocking it. Okay, hopefully you're smiling by now. Because we are crazy silly over stupid things. I mean, let's just be frank about it. When you think you have a bad chapter, do you just consider that your story's over? Stephen King didn't. He kept writing and writing. He kept making the edits when necessary. You are just in a season or in a moment during that bad chapter. Don't attach your identity to a mistake or a circumstance. Instead, rise above the fall. Since you are the author of your story, you are in complete control as to how your story continues. Write well, edit often. If you don't like where you're headed, then change your path. If your characters in your life are suffocating your dreams and goals, then change your friends. If you become discouraged often, figure out the source of discouragement and change your perspective. Life is about learning and growing, stretching and pruning. You know, so much of our time is spent on what we don't get. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, this is what I do get. I get to rise up in the morning because I have breath. I get to go exercise. I get to be healthy. I get to love on my kids. I get to love my spouse. I get to go to work. I get to whatever it is. It's a get to, not I have to. And I know we've got responsibilities. I mean, come on, think about it. Who really wants to pay the bills? I mean, let's be real. If I could just write off my bills and not have to worry about it, that would be a great storyline, right? No, it wouldn't be. Why? because it's part of our responsibility. It is part of the storyline. It's a part of us that makes us who we are, but it doesn't become our identity. So I think back to when all the craziness happened months ago. And unfortunately, here in the U.S. and around the world, right, life shut down for a while. And millions of people lost jobs. Maybe you did too, or maybe your hours were reduced. And you're thinking, I'm a failure because I can't pay my bills. You're not a failure. It was a season in your life. Every morning, you have the opportunity to rise above the fall. And you know what's awesome? It's God gives you that opportunity. But how are you using it? Don't whine for what didn't happen yesterday. Don't fuss over the spilt milk situations. Let go of what doesn't matter and grab hold of what really matters. Little things create big results. So how are you showing up in your day? What words will you pen to paper? What characters will you meet? What attitude will consume your character? What attitude do you really want to adopt? What do you want your heart to reflect? Develop your character. Create your now. Don't sit here and put off something because you just feel like you can't do it. You know what? We all feel that way. But it's time to rise above the fall. Go out and walk in greatness as God continues to lead you in your journey. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed and glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.